WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's going to cost more for the College Station School District to pay for its share of road improvements on Holloman South by the campus of the new Riverbend Elementary School.
According to background information for tonight's school board meeting, CSISD's budget was $300,000. The city of College Station is asking the district to pay $395,000. The difference will come from the project contingency budget. The total cost of expanding Holloman South from Dowling to Rock Prairie is almost $12 million. The workshop agenda includes possible action on the process and schedule for changing high school boundaries, as well as how the board will attack the development of next year's budget. During the regular meeting, the board will consider spending $336,000 for athletic apparel to be worn by middle school students and staff. That follows the rebranding at College Station Middle School to the Royal Blue and Silver Knights and the Consolidated Black and Silver Bobcats, along with the introduction of the Welborn Middle School Warhawks, which have the colors of black and gold. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In the rare event severe weather penetrates the Aggie Dome, many of us take to social media to share pictures and videos. But Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead on our show says they want more people actually reporting weather.
We're trying to get as many people educated through our Sky One classes when we have them here locally so they can become storm spotters, not only for the county, but for the National Weather Service.
Mead says this year's Sky One classes, which were held at the beginning of this month, were some of the largest they've had.
You can always call 821-1000 and leave a message with us to let us know that there is additional demand for those classes.
Mead says you can also still report any damage from Sunday's storm by calling 821-1000. June will mark 5 years since motorists in the Twin Cities have to dodge around new freeway on and off ramps. Bob Caldwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says, weather permitting, the project could be wrapped up by the end of April.
Our State Highway 6 X ramps, the current pair of ramps that are closed should be opening in 2 to 3 weeks. Afterwards, the southbound Briarcrest exit will be closed for 3 to 4 weeks while it is rebuilt for our new auxiliary lane.
On the west side of town, Caldwell says rebuilding the interchange by Easterwood Airport is on schedule. And to the south, motorists on Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham will see the return of construction crews to the new bridge over the Brazos River once a new design is completed. A tentative completion is a year from now. College Station Animal Control is asking for the public's help in finding a dog that bit a man over the weekend. According to the victim, he was walking on Holloman Drive East by the Wolfpin Creek Park around 5 p.m. on Saturday when he saw two women playing fetch with three dogs. The victim tried to help by getting a ball out of a tree when one of the dogs, a German Shepherd, bit him. Descriptions of the owners and the other dogs are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It is 51 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
As the old saying goes, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intercon, we have a full toolbox to meet your window needs. Perhaps your home is ready for a full retrofit to vinyl windows. This full replacement option beautifies your home while improving thermal efficiency, noise reduction, and dust penetration. On the other hand, your existing windows may just need some maintenance. The glass in your existing windows may be replaced, in many cases, upgraded to more efficient options. The mechanism in your windows can be replaced to allow the window to operate more smoothly. Maybe you just need solar screens on some windows to eliminate hot spots in your home that tax the air conditioning system and make some rooms unlivable. With the breadth and depth of Intercon's knowledge and product offering, we can find the solution that meets your needs and budgetary constraints. Trust your friends at Intercon to understand your needs and use the best tool for the job.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 710. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure in control between now and Thursday. Today will be the coolest day out of the next three. Sunny and breezy with a high of 65 to 70 during the afternoon. Tonight clear, nighttime lows 45 to 50. It'll be sunny tomorrow, highs 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 50 to 55. Partial sunshine Thursday, highs Thursday 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up, Jose Altuve has signed a big old contract, a six-year extension worth $163.5 million with the Houston Astros. And actually, it's 7 years, $163.5 million. Either way, that's a whole heck of a lot of money. The diminutive second baseman was speaking a little bit yesterday at spring training.
I want to, you know, say that this is a very important day for me, and I thank God. I thank my family. You know, they're supposed to be here, so they're here.
So he's making a whole heck of a lot of money, so we'll hear a little bit more from him. Also talking Aggie sports, hoops, and baseball coming up in sports.
There you go. Speaking of sports, female high school student from Long Island, New York, putting off her admission to Harvard.
Oh,
so she can concentrate on being a stock car driver.
Cool.
Guess so.
Sure. Oh,
she's in Harvard. Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Aurora Strauss, 19 years old, going to be driving a $190,000 race car at the Pirelli World Challenge Series in Austin this weekend.
Nice.
One of just three women among the 150 drivers.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Martina. Have you heard about Martina and John McEnroe?
No,
oh,
I haven't.
Goodness.
Martina.
Like Navratilova.
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah. My bad. Sorry.
It's
excuse
all right.
me.
Martina says that John McEnroe was paid 10 times more than she was to be a commentator at the Wimbledon Championship.
Mm. Ooh.
Martina, of course, won Wimbledon 9 times.
No.
McEnroe only won 3 times.
Yeah, what's he doing?
So Navratilova says that she made $21,000 covering Wimbledon.
Okay.
Which is pretty cheap.
That's how much?
$21,000.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah, McEnroe made $210,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a difference.
That's insane. For working one tournament?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, man.
And again, I got in the wrong biz.
That's what they were willing to pay, you know?
Yeah. And well, in Wimbledon, I mean, it's a whole, what, week?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
stuff,
it's long, yeah,
it's,
you know,
it's still, you get paid $200,000 for a week's worth of work.
Let's really say it.
Is it really working?
No, it's not.
Is John McEnroe really working?
Yeah, they're paying for the hotel room. They're paying for the food, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But so what?
Right, but the idea is the difference between the two.
No, I understand
that,
too. So now either way, the amounts are ridiculous.
Well, hey, that's the reason that whatever you are watching advertised on Wimbledon costs so much.
Right, because they have to pay those people.
That's what they do. That's the reason for that.
Yep.
Would you enjoy? See, that's the question. Would you enjoy the match more if they were not there doing their commentaries? Hello. Caller.
So, did they spring on her what she was going to get paid after the job, or did she know up front?
Oh, no, she knew up front, I'm sure. But this ties into, what do we have last week that there was some, or maybe it was a few weeks ago,
yeah.
Some female star was making far less than the male star.
It was like Mark Wahlberg and somebody
right.
else who he was in a movie with.
And then he took the difference and donated it to charity when it was all said and done.
Right. They had to do some reshoots and come back.
That's
and
what
she
it was.
Got paid like nothing compared to what he was getting paid for the reshoots.
So anyhow, and you're right. She did agree to that. They offered that. She accepted
right, but
it.
How many times do you go out and ask the other person, so how much are you getting? Like, I don't think that, you know, and so she probably had no idea.
Right.
That he, you know, even if she agreed to it, mm-hmm. she didn't agree to it knowing that he was making, you know, that much more money than she was.
Is that something that, and I'm just looking at it from a perspective of where do you go from here? Is that something she could bring up to the people that are hiring her to do this? I mean, could she be sitting there and they say, okay, well, you know, we'd like to hire you to come do Wimbledon for 2 weeks? And she goes, okay, well, is McEnroe doing it? They go, yeah. She goes, well, I want to be paid exactly what he's being paid because I'm putting in the same amount of work.
Yeah.
And they've done, you know, there have been coaches, athletes too, who have put that in their clause that they will be the highest paid in their league.
Mm.
Yeah.
Know? And that way, if the other person gets a raise, then they get a raise too.
See? Yeah.
And so. Hmm.
And again, if you're looking at it from a perspective of somebody being a commentator, you can say that McEnroe, because of his personality throughout his playing days and the fact that he was an American player, was, you know, really famous. Not saying that she's not, but you
she
could
won
say,
nine times.
Well, I'm saying
nine.
I'm not talking about
three
that.
Times as many times
she,
as he
I'm
did.
I'm not probably. Talking about how good right. of a player she was. I'm
she
talking about how big of a personality she was
right.
and how famous she
and
was.
And she doesn't speak as well as he does.
Correct.
You know, because she has a foreign accent. Anyway.
And McEnroe is this, you know, this bad boy whatever, and he might be a bigger git. But that being said, there shouldn't be that big of a difference.
Yeah. Well, see how that works out. Snag a call here. Yes?
I've heard the argument that if we actually discussed how much we were paid, it would improve our own salary negotiation.
Yeah, that's probably, you mean with your coworkers? If you discussed it with your coworkers? Is that what you're saying?
With your coworkers and then across your, you know, your employment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand. That's
we could discuss it and then have a mutiny on our hands.
Right, exactly.
And someone texted in and said discussing salary is a fireable offense at most jobs. But I think when it comes to talent and it comes to negotiation and you have agents and stuff, I think that that's a big talking point that needs to be talked about.
And how did she find out?
How did she
find out how much he was getting paid?
Yeah,
one of his people told one of her people.
Could
have
been that.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You never know about that. Okay, so it says 717. Bill Storm, was he like in a library
when Bill was talking?
No. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not, because he obviously recorded that on the road.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he was like in a hotel room or why he was whispering.
And that's going to bring up another thing. I'm going to be doing the show Thursday and Friday from Los Angeles.
Right.
Right.
When we kick this bad boy off, it's going to be 4 a.m.
Right.
Right.
And I'm going to be show prepping everything else, recording for other stations, starting like at 2.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to be in my...
You don't start 2 hours beforehand here.
Well, no, but I also have the availability of all this equipment. I'm going to be recording into a recorder and then using my laptop.
Okay.
Well,
so...
So what's the point?
Now, where are you staying?
I'm going to be in a hotel room. What if I'm making too much noise and people next to me are upset?
Are you staying at the Days Inn? Do you know? Or are you
I don't know where I'm
Quinta?
Staying yet. I honestly don't know. I assume the media hotel, but they were asking quite a bit of money. So we're waiting for the feedback from Area Man.
Okay. Well, once you find out from Area Man, then what you do is you make some sort of a... request of the hotel.
See, that's what I thought.
If they have an empty banquet room that you could use, because you're going to be up and out of their world by 7 in the morning, And it probably would not disrupt their
situation. Or even if
they
have like a business center, no one else is going to be using
it
at that hour.
Wouldn't that require me to put pants on?
Yes. Yeah, it would. Now that would, yeah. Now business center, you might have people wandering in. That could happen. And then they get
at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Could be. You never
could
know.
Be some drunkards.
Well, no, if it's somebody, hey, what if it's somebody from Canada or who, you know, from Newfoundland who needs to get in there? You know, yeah, it's 6 o'clock in the morning there. So they might do that. But,
okay.
But I've done that before. I've gone in and just asked to use a banquet room.
Yeah, that's true.
You can do that. So. We'll saw, but yeah, the pants thing is, yeah, sorry, you're going to have to do that.
Maybe they have a robe you can just put on.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I love robes.
I could just prop up wearing a robe.
And buddy slippers. Yeah, and buddy slippers. Yeah, that'd be. Okay, sure. All right, glad we could solve that one for you.
There you go,
thanks,
Zach.
Guys. Appreciate it.
That's what we're here for.
Yep. In 1999, there were 2 million phone booths in U.S. America. 1999, there were 2 million phone booths. Today, there are 100,000 payphones.
Wow.
Yeah. About 1/5 of U.S. America's payphones are in New York, and 11,000 companies.
That's pretty crazy.
It is.
20% are in New York.
1,100 companies operate the country's payphones, which brought in $286 million in revenue in 2015. So you don't think about that. I mean, you just don't.
When was the last time you made a call from a payphone?
I don't think I've ever used a payphone.
I never have either.
Really?
No. Nope.
Now, that's interesting.
Ever.
I did use, they did have a phone. It wasn't a payphone. It was a free phone, but it was like outside of our middle school that you could use because back then we still didn't have cell phones.
Sure.
Not everyone did. And so it kind of resembled a payphone, but I don't think you actually had to put money into it.
Wow. You two have never used a payphone.
No.
That's interesting. No. All right, 720.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 24th, it's Beekeeping Basics. It's growing in popularity in the Brazos Valley. The class is designed for beginners, but veterans' questions will be answered this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Acme Glass has been here since 1946, a name that you've come to trust whenever you need or you want glass. And more often than not, you think about glass when you have to get some replaced. Either it's broken or it's cracked. Well, the Acme Glass can do that for you, whether it's a windshield or a side window in your vehicle. Maybe it's windshield chip repair that needs to be done. How about if you own a business where you have a lot of vehicles and you need to have fleet service done? Well, Acme Glass can do that. They can come out to your location, and sometimes if they have to go out in the field to get a piece of glass replaced in a piece of equipment, they certainly will do that. Now, when it comes to residential glass, whether it's the glass for your windows or it's luxury shower enclosures, Acme Glass designs and builds those and installs them. Of course, the location, College Station, across the main entrance at A&M. They got the downtown location on 28th and Main. That's where they do the windshield repair. And then they have a location on South Washington in Bryan. That's your residential and commercial product showroom where you make those purchases and see the work that Acme Glass can do for you. Acme Glass, here since 1946. Okay, man, that little bit about y'all never using a payphone just blows me away. Every once in a while, our age difference really shows up. like when I mentioned things like Bookface and stuff
right,
like that.
Right. But yeah, no payphone.
Okay. Right now, the hottest social media next to thing in social media is, besides dropping Facebook, since they now know everything about you and they're sharing it with everybody, is right now people are sharing selfies from 6 years ago.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
So back in 2012, when selfies were really kind of starting to become a thing. So do you want to post a selfie? And of course, you put a current one there. So
well, it depends. Do you look better or do you look worse?
Right. You're perusing all your old selfies to try to find one where you feel like you look halfway decent.
I look much better.
So you could put that
then.
Up there. Okay.
No, so that's what I'm saying is you share if you think you look better now versus did you look better back then.
That was before the hard life of radio really got to me.
Exactly.
I was young and carefree.
Exactly. Sure. Everything was easy. You didn't have to. The only thing you had to worry about is what kind of pizza you're going to eat that day.
2012. Oh, man.
I pop on my Facebook here and I take a picture of a photo of me, my senior high school picture.
There
that was fun.
Well, you could post that one that your mom sent us from Old Shore or whatever that was.
Yeah,
so you could do that. All right, so Einstein Brothers Bagels is introducing. Okay, Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Okay.
Introducing
we don't
a
have
new.
One of those,
no, we don't. A
okay.
new bacon and egg breakfast sandwich.
All
and
right.
to promote it, they've created a shampoo.
Oh.
What?
That smells like eggs.
Ew.
Does it have the same texture as scrambled eggs?
Wait, and the conditioner smells like bacon. So now your hair can smell like breakfast all day.
I just want to buy that for a gag gift. That'd
yeah,
be fun.
That might be.
But why do you need that to promote a new breakfast sandwich? Like, people already like bacon and egg breakfast sandwiches.
Well, that's the problem, is they like them someplace else. They need to get people to buy their product.
So you have to buy shampoo and conditioner and then buy the breakfast sandwich?
No, I think they're just doing that to promote it, to get radio stations to talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, but, here we are.
That's it. I can't imagine why you would want your hair to smell like bacon. Bacon's fine. I mean,
can we talk about eggs? No.
Chelsea,
eggs.
I'm just saying, if you want to attract all the boys,
bacon
if
shampoo.
If you have bacon shampoo in your hair, that'll bring them around.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the tip, Zach.
Yeah. And egg, what do eggs smell like? I didn't think eggs smelled like anything.
I like eggs, and I still don't.
Eggs have a smell.
They have a smell.
All right. Well, I mean, when you're cooking them, they do, or something.
Boiled
like
eggs
that.
Do.
Yeah, I mean, eggs.
Oh well,
can...
rotten eggs do. Sure.
Does the shampoo have an expiration date? Like, do the eggs start?
Yeah, smelling
eggy?
Like.
I'm just thinking, like, somebody put like a bunch of eggs in there and just plop out on your head, and then rub that bad boy in.
All right. Hey, so spring is going to be here in like 45 minutes or something like that. So it's time to think about thoughts inside a woman's head for spring cleaning.
Oh.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
So spring is back, and that's supposed to mean spring cleaning. What am I supposed to clean? I should get rid of these decorative pillows. Oh gosh! How long have I had these? I wonder if they've always stunk and no one says anything. Is that why the dog never lays on the couch anymore? How is it that we can't detect our own stink? Oh, there's a spring cleaning list online. Change batteries in the smoke detectors. Oh yeah, you don't want that ear-piercing chirping going off. Why do they always go off in the middle of the night, never during the day?
So true.
It says to clean my screens and windows. Yeah. Like that's gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
Replace the air conditioner filter.
Right.
Huh. Have I ever done that? And for the rest of my spring cleaning, I'll do what I always do. Toss stuff in the closet that I rarely go in. I toss these pillows in there, but I don't want to stink it up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I could kind of relate to that one.
Yeah, I could relate to a lot of that, especially the AC filter.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Go to the basket.
Make it.
Brooks for three.
I should have never bet on these games. Looks like one of the kids is going to community college.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
There you go.
If you bet in on any this year,
no kidding.
I had no idea.
Whole bunch of that. Yeah, whoever wins the office pool is going to have, like, what, 9 points? I mean, isn't that what you get? You get points.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I think it goes up, at least the one that I play in, it goes up every round you go up. So.
Yeah, if you got anything left, see how that works for you. All right, so 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be about 70 today, but may not feel like it because we're going to have winds out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Yeah, I'm sorry. And then tonight looks like a low temperature about 46. Now, balance of the week looks great. Sunny skies, and we'll have about 75 for a high temperature tomorrow. Near 80 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get some clouds in on Saturday with a chance of rain, but it's only about 20%. And right now, it's still kind of chilly out there because of that north wind, which is blowing in at about 10 miles an hour. Chill factor is 47, and our air temperature is 51 degrees right now.
A real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, quick update on a story from the other day about the Minneapolis high school kid that was assaulted by a mob because he was carrying a Trump flag. At least 8 students attacked him on the day students around the country cut class to demand more gun control and to smear the NRA. The few drive-by media outlets that bothered to cover the story reported that the student suffered minor injuries, but we've since learned that in addition to having his flag snatched and his camera vandalized, the victim's arm was broken in 2 places by these peace-loving, anti-gun liberal students. So far, no arrests have been made. Which brings me to this. Another student in Hilliard, Ohio, has been suspended over the protest because he chose not to protest. Jacob Shoemaker, a senior at Hilliard Davidson High School, stayed in his classroom instead of joining the protest. He says he didn't want to take sides in this gun control debate. He wanted to remain apolitical. Now, while his teacher and the other students protested, Jacob did his homework. He was then suspended because students can't be left unsupervised. Well, Jacob, you got a suspension. At other American high schools, you could have had your property stolen and vandalized and your limbs broken. You need to count your blessings.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 49 degrees, getting a little chilly out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The week after spring break means the monthly meeting of the College Station School Board.
Today's workshop agenda includes possible action on the process and schedule for changing high school boundaries, as well as how the board will attack the development of next year's budget. The agenda for the regular meeting includes spending $112,000 from bond money for athletic apparel to be worn by students and staff at the new Welborn Middle School, whose nickname's the Warhawks. The board will also vote on spending $224,000 from general fund sources for athletic apparel for the newly renamed Consolidated Middle School Bobcats and the newly renamed College Station Middle School Knights. And it's going to cost more for CSISD for its share of road improvements on Holloman South by the campus of the new Riverbend Elementary School. The school district's budget was $300,000. City of College Station is asking the district to pay $395,000. The difference will come from the project contingency budget. Total cost of expanding Holloman South from Dowling to Rock Prairie is almost $12 million. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Animal Control is looking for a German Shepherd that bit a man at Wolfpen Creek Park on Saturday evening. According to the victim, he was trying to help two owners by getting a ball out of a tree when one of their three dogs bit him. He described the owners as two white females, one in her 20s, the other around 50 years old. He says he spoke with the owners after the incident but did not get their information. The German Shepherd needs to be located and observed to rule out possible rabies exposure to the victim. When severe weather hits the Twin Cities, much like Sunday's hailstorm, some of us grab our phones and post the reaction or the action to social media. Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead says they provide free skywarn training to educate people on spotting storms and reporting it to the county and the National Weather Service.
It is hoped
that that information is called into the National Weather Service when they see that, when they get that, or they can certainly call into our office or into dispatch, as a matter of fact, since dispatch is manned 24/7.
Mead says this year's Skywarn classes were offered at the beginning of March, but
if there's enough demand, we'll have another one later this year based on scheduling for the National Weather Service representatives who come up here.
If you're interested in taking the Skywarn Storm Spotters training, call 821-1000. For motorists, it's not fast enough, but construction is on schedule on the new interchange by Easterwood Airport.
That is the diverging diamond interchange. It is going well. Work continues out there, and that project is right on schedule.
TxDOT spokesman Bob Caldwell says for motorists on Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham, construction will resume on a new bridge over the Brazos River once a new design is completed, addressing changes caused by flooding 2 years ago in Hurricane Harvey last year.
Once the design is complete, the contractor will be able to gain access, finish the column, and continue building the Brazos River Bridge. We anticipate the road to open in the early part of 2019, but this is highly dependent on the weather and the scope of what it will take to regain access to the elements in the river.
Back in the Twin Cities, the last of the new freeway on and off ramps should be completed in 2 to 3 weeks. That will be followed by closing the southbound Briarcrest exit for about 1 month to add an auxiliary lane. Recovery workers and a hazardous materials crew are back on the scene of last week's chemical plant explosion outside the Hood County town of Crescent. Fire Marshal Ray Wilson says there are two investigations underway.
We're still going to continue in a methodical operation and search, because not only are we looking for this missing individual, but we're also looking for cause and origin of this incident so that we can determine how it happened.
Plant worker Dylan Mitchell has been missing since the fire. Firefighters had to back off the burning building Thursday when the fire raged out of control. A 20-year-old who, as a teenager, used an affluenza defense regarding a 2013 drunken driving wreck that killed four people is set to be released April 2nd. Ethan Couch has served almost 2 years in jail for a revoked probation and is set to be freed from the Tarrant County Jail in Fort Worth. Registration is now open for Lemonade Day 2018. City Director Katie Dempsey says the free educational initiative is open to students in kindergarten through 12th grade.
We're basically just trying to instill that entrepreneurial spirit in kids, things that they don't learn in the classroom. So we're able to teach them how to run, own, and operate their own lemonade stands.
Dempsey says their hope is kids will participate in Lemonade Day year after year.
Just like a business, the more years you go, the more years you have, the better your business will get. So you had a lemonade stand last year, great, but what could you have done better? Did you not market as well as you could have? Did you want to change up your recipe?
Lemonade Day is Saturday, May 5th. Dempsey says you can register online at lemonadedaybcs.com, or you can stop by the United Way of the Brazos Valley offices to pick up a registration form in person. United Way is also looking for adult volunteers for the day of the event. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 49 degrees. Call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chuck, there must be something in the air. It seems like everybody is redecorating this spring.
That's right, Suzanne. And now is a great time to stock up on designer lighting fixtures, because Brazos Valley Floor & Design is having a huge inventory clearance sale.
For make-readies or for your home, now is the perfect time to buy.
Come see us on Welburn Road at Rock Prairie and College Station. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, you will always find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
The Hospice Thrift Store is moving to a new location. The move from 2814 Cabot in Bryan to 3710 Old College Road in Bryan increases the retail space and customer parking. The new location will also allow the Hospice Thrift Store to accept and sell more furniture and home decor decorations. The store will be closed November 1st through the 4th and reopens on November 6th at 9 a.m. So make plans to visit the Hospice Thrift Store's new location on November 6th and check out all the new items. And remember, the thrift store has more room for donated furniture and home decor.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. We got it for you. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you are.
Sunshine and breezy for today. Highs will probably reach about 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight. We're going to fall back to about 45 to 50. Lots of sun, milder tomorrow, high somewhere between 70 and 75. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will drop to about 50 to 55. We're in for a partly sunny warm day Thursday. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back in action tonight. They head down south to Houston to take on Old Southwest Conference foe Rice at Reckling Park. Coach Rob Childress joined the Louie Belina Show yesterday to talk about the Owls.
Noel Ramirez for Rice, who's one of their hottest guys, and they're coming off a series loss at Louisiana Tech this weekend. We'll certainly get Rice's very best.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up as we preview that matchup. Also talking Aggie basketball, both men's and women's, and all that and more coming up in sports.
Okay, again, just one of those stop me dead in my tracks thing. If you weren't with us the last half hour, neither Zach nor Chelsea have ever used a payphone.
Nope.
Let that just sink in for a minute.
I don't even know how much they cost.
Well, think, you know, that's one of the things that's interesting. For a long time, Louisiana had payphones that cost a dime when everybody else had gone up to a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, and I had a caller who talked about how they used to have to use a payphone that was owned by an independent company as opposed to owned by, like, Bell Labs or Bell Telephone back mm-hmm. then. And so they could charge anything they wanted.
Okay.
Oh. And they charged, you know, like a dollar a minute or something. Yeah.
So sure.
Think about that.
Dollar a minute. I remember when D.L. Hughley used to talk about call and collect.
Yeah. Call and collect. Do that stuff.
I just remember that movie that took place in a phone booth. I never watched it.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Colin Farrell, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Called, like, Phone Booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that, like, a couple of months ago. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And Kiefer Sutherland.
It looked scary. Like, yeah. I mean, or not scary, like a thriller.
What it was. Yeah. But, you know, the deal is, because we're radio and it's sound and that's the most important thing, a pay phone was really important. I mean, you'd call from the scene of a news story, and oftentimes we would, like, get a cassette recording of somebody and hold it up to the speaker of the phone.
Oh.
Really?
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Way back in the day. Tell us more.
Yeah, tell us more. It's like, hey, isn't it World Storytelling Day?
It is. It's World Storytelling
tell
Day.
Tell a story, so Scott. Yeah, well, yeah. The good old days.
What did you have to go cover? Something that you had to go cover where you had to use a payphone?
Well, of course, I had to do it actually for not only radio, but when I worked for the newspaper, would have to sometimes dictate the story to people. But every Friday night football game was a telephone, and if they didn't drop the loop like they were supposed to in the press box, we had to hook up to payphones and press boxes to broadcast Friday night football sometimes.
Man.
I know.
Technology.
It's come a long way. And now, but see, now we use the phone to connect with our listeners, so yeah, that's
good. That's
hello?
True.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and
they
6.
Still don't know you.
And girl. Yeah.
625.
Yeah.
How many years do I have to be on
this
dang show?
WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah, Zach didn't play very much
so
in the birthdays.
No.
6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking.
Am I on mute again?
Laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Right.
That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that... That's not that pressing. Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. They're going to get you working today.
Yeah, this is a jam. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool
when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome. You guys know this song?
No. Is this Raining Tacos, people?
No.
It sounds a lot like
them.
It does. There are parents out there who know this song. This is the theme to the Lego movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I stumped you guys on that.
I still
you
haven't did. Seen the Lego movie.
Okay.
Animated, remember?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Hello.
The best was when my friends and I would be at the movie theater or something. We need to get picked up by our parents, and we'd call them collect. And when it would say, would you accept the charges, we'd say, come pick me up. Okay. And then we'd just hang up.
There you go. Okay.
It worked every time. It did. Well, worked every time.
People used to do that when they were traveling somewhere to let people know they'd gotten back safely. They would call collect, and then you wouldn't accept the charges, and that way you know they got
See,
back.
See, my parents would be like, gosh, he's in jail again.
Hello. Caller.
Yeah, the thing I remember was you get off the airplane and there'd be a long line of payphones there, and everybody get off, go call the office and check and get your messages
yep,
from the office.
That's right, get your messages from the office.
You remember answering machines? You remember those, Scott?
Those were awesome.
My parents still have an answering machine.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine do, too.
They got a landline.
Yeah,
that's fine. All right, so there. You see the sun out there? Well, you guys don't.
No.
Okay.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
How does it look?
That is true east right there, okay?
Okay.
This is the equinox, and so today, that is the east. That's true east, and of course, it'll set true west.
Some people are really good at knowing that direction, or like just direction in general.
East?
They have lodestone in their
head.
Well,
like no matter where they are, they can kind of figure out where north is.
Yes, you're exactly
right. I cannot.
Yeah.
I can in Bryan College Station. I think of Kyle Field. That's my landmark. Isn't that funny? Because I think of the west side and the east side of Kyle Field.
I think of Highway 6.
Yep. Okay.
That's smart, too.
Yep, that's right.
Because it runs north and south.
But that's what they said.
Right.
Yes, they do. Well, but again, and part of the orientation had to do with the railroad tracks, okay?
Yeah.
Because the railroad tracks decided, you know, the railroad people said we're going to do the tracks this way, and that's why Texas Avenue kind of curves around and all that, because it was to follow the tracks. Hello.
Hello. On your collect calls, I used to be in radio, and I would get a call that said, hello, this is Play Some Rush, dude. An inmate at the Tucker Maximum Security Prison.
Yes, thank you.
We probably have some listeners.
We used to get letters from Huntsville.
Yeah.
We used to get letters from Huntsville. So. All right, so when was the last time you used the... That's amazing. You
I do
see?
Not want a letter from Huntsville.
No, you don't. I know you don't.
But I appreciate all of our listeners, no matter what cloth they're cut from.
You just roll that out there.
Uh-huh.
Actually, what they say is that there's so much iron ore in the hills around Huntsville that it's difficult for AM radio signals to get in there back in the day. And ours at 11:50
was extra strong.
Was very strong, was able to get in there. So as a result, we would get that.
Cool.
All right. So, tears of joy emoji. When was the last time you used one of those?
Uh-oh, I think yesterday.
Yeah,
did
probably.
You?
Today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I use all the time.
Is it? Okay, so it is tears of joy. Yeah, okay.
The laughing one where they're crying because they're laughing so hard.
Correct.
Yeah,
right.
I use that one the most.
Okay, now, this used to be the most popular one.
Oh.
But apparently not anymore.
What is it now?
I don't know, but according to, here's the deal.
Well, how do we know that one's not?
Go to Emojipedia. I know. I haven't been there.
Emojipedia.
It's in the story. It just said, according to Emojipedia, the number of people using the Tears of Joy emoji has plummeted since early 2017.
Oh.
No one is exactly sure why it is fading. But... nonetheless.
Well, because they've added more.
Oh, they've got person shrugging as the most
shrugging,
popular.
Which, that one I use a lot, too. And the red heart, which obviously.
Yeah, faced with tears of joy is third now.
Third. What is the white heart suit?
I guess it's a white heart. I have no idea. That's weird.
Okay, so
yeah, I've never. Oh, I don't know.
We minutes. Within 30 minutes, we've gone from
Like the thinking face. Yeah. The thinking face is one of the most popular, and like that's a new one.
I don't use that one much.
I don't either. I don't really think a whole lot. I just laugh until I cry.
That's exactly right. So there you are, and who knew? Half an hour ago that y'all had never been on a payphone, nor did the three of us know that a thing called the Emojipedia even existed.
I like it.
I think I've used it before.
Have you?
Honestly, I think I have. Yeah. Well, I've Googled like emojis.
Yeah. And that,
to try and copy and paste. If I'm on my laptop or on my desktop,
okay.
I don't have the emoji
app. And that was on the page.
App.
That was on the search page.
Yeah. So I haven't really delved into it like we just did, but I'm better for it.
That's why we're
Boom.
So you can know that. 748.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe while they help me reach a permanent and loving home.
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit BecomeACASA.org today.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
P.T. Barnum was famous for saying there's a sucker born every minute. Of course, he meant that it's easy to fool people, but there's someone else who's even easier to deceive, ourselves. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe it's not so surprising that we lie to ourselves. Sooner or later, we're all confronted with the truth that life is what it is, not what we think it ought to be. We build a career, purchase a home, start a family, all to bring some vision for our life into reality. Then one day, everything we've known gets turned on its head. A loved one is diagnosed with cancer, a pregnancy doesn't go smoothly, or your marriage is suddenly over. And just like that, the reality you thought you'd created for yourself is shattered forever. When those moments come, many people can't bear the truth, so they create an alternative one that's easier to accept. A parent refuses to believe his son or daughter is using drugs. A wife ignores the obvious signs of her husband's affair. The evidence is there, but it isn't acknowledged. And it's understandable. The most difficult thing about life is often reality itself. But if we don't embrace the truth, we're helpless to change it. If you're struggling with a harsh reality, seek out a counselor or a small group of trusted friends, or give us a call. Life can be tough, but with the support of others, we can face the truth and find peace. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's O-O-M-A, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning. It is 7:52. Tip-off time has been set for Texas A&M Women's Basketball Sweet 16 game against Notre Dame. The Aggies and Fighting Irish square off Saturday at 3 p.m. Central in Spokane. And the Maroon and White are coming off a thrilling 80-79 win over DePaul, while the Fighting Irish down Villanova 98-72. Of course, the Aggie men will be in action Thursday when they duke it out with Michigan in the men's Sweet 16. Things get underway at 6:30 p.m. Central in Los Angeles with broadcast right here on WTAW. The Texas Longhorn women booked their trip to the Sweet 16 last night, defeating Arizona State 85-65. LaShan Higgs scored 19 points, and Brooke McCarney added 15 for the Lady Horns, who advanced to the regional semifinals for the fourth consecutive year.
The fact that this is our fourth year in a row to go to the Sweet 16, and I mean, you can almost tell that, I don't want to say they're getting used to it, because we told them not to ever take it for granted, but you can tell that they expect this.
That's Horns head coach Karen Aston after the win. UT advances to take on UCLA this Friday in Kansas City. Now, also stamping their tickets to the women's Sweet 16 yesterday were Buffalo, Duke, Stanford, UConn, and Mississippi State. On the baseball diamond, the 12th-ranked Aggies are back on the road tonight, paying a visit to Old Southwest Conference foe Rice. Coach Rob Childress joined the Louis Bellina Show yesterday on The Zone to preview the matchup.
Chandler Joswalk will go tomorrow for us. We used him out of the pen for an out on Saturday. He's fresh and ready to go. We'll get Noah Ramirez for Rice, who's one of their hottest guys, and they're coming off a series loss at Louisiana Tech this weekend. We'll certainly get Rice's very best, and our guys are going to bring their very best, too, and just try to continue to play good, fundamentally sound baseball with a chip on our shoulder tomorrow night.
First pitch against the Owls is tonight at 6:30 at Reckling Park with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 33 points and pulled down 12 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs topped Golden State last night 89-75. The Spurs beat the Warriors for the first time in four tries this season and won their fourth straight overall to move into fifth place in the Western Conference. The Houston Texans have signed unrestricted free agent safety Tyrann Mathieu and claimed wide receiver Sammy Coates off waivers from Cleveland. Mathieu was released last week by Arizona after 5 years in the desert. The Honey Badger was asked at yesterday's introductory press conference what he sees in his new team.
Well, it was an exciting football team to watch, especially, you know, when Deshaun was healthy. And, you know, I think having him, you know, I think it gives a lot of us confidence. And I think anytime you play on a team with a quarterback with his kind of capabilities, it always gives your team an advantage. And like I just mentioned, the guys on defense, you know, I think those guys are dominant as well. So, you know, it was a great group for me. They got some great leaders, some great veterans in the secondary.
The former LSU star has been hampered by injuries of late, but he was an All-Pro in 2015. America League MVP Jose Altuve and the World Series champion Houston Astros have finalized a 7-year, $163.5 million deal. Here's the diminutive second bagger yesterday in Florida.
I want to, you know, say that this is a very important day for me, and I thank God. I thank my family. You know, they're supposed to be here, so they're here. But the most important thing for me right now is those guys are there in the neck being here. You know, those guys, they don't have to be here. They're here because they won. And let me tell you something, guys. You guys made my day, and you made me more nervous because I don't like talking in front of a lot of people. You know that. But, you know, thank you.
Altuve is fresh off his third American League batting title when he hit .346 to go along with 24 homers, 82 RBI, and 32 stolen bases. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during Truck Month. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and during Team Ford's Truck Month, whether you need a car or truck, you will always save big at Team Ford of Navasota. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge truck month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely Commercial Mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get between $1,500 and $2,400 off select Gravely Commercial zero-turn mowers during the Gravely Mow the Distance sales event. Simply visit ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today.
ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, sale ends March 24th. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
2 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Once again, there is a thing called Emojipedia.
Keeping you up to date with all the latest emojis.
And it has emojis that don't exist on Apple. So that was kind of a weird thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like that was that white heart thing that we weren't sure.
Do you feel like it was on
Microsoft or something.
But clearly you don't feel like you're missing anything.
No.
If you don't have that.
Plenty of others. Oh. Like the shrugging.
Oh, it's even got like the top emoji request of 2018. Ooh. So I guess these are ones that haven't come out yet, but are being requested.
First world problems?
Big time.
Would there be first world
big
problems?
Big time.
I'd be so much better off if I just had
this emoji. Or you could just use your words.
Oh, you could do that. You could actually do that. We have so much royal news in the next half hour.
Oh, I saw the cake.
Oh. Well, I don't even have
Wait,
that
they already
story.
Had the cake? Ooh.
Well, I didn't see the cake. I know what it's going to be.
They have a design for the cake.
Is
or
it
the
banana?
The flavor.
Yeah, banana?
Okay. NASA.
It's non-traditional. Just hint.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay the peel on top. That'd be a nice look, wouldn't it? Just kind of lay the banana peel on top of the
and
cake.
And then it starts to brown.
Yeah. I mean,
cute.
It good. It would
That's gross.
So gross.
So, one single Google search takes more computing power than the entire moon landing mission in 1969. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. The plural of barista is baristi.
Ooh.
Okay.
That way you know it.
Opposed to baristas.
And the Guinness Book of World Records exists because the director of the Guinness Breweries was in an argument over what was the fastest game bird. And he said, by golly, we need to have a book created so that we can get bar arguments settled.
What was the fastest game bird?
It was like the golden plover.
Oh, okay.
There we go. All right.
The golden plover.
WTAW College Station Bride.
It was addressed to go to Austin, Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A package that exploded just after midnight at a FedEx facility in Schertz, Texas. And federal agents believe it's linked to the four bombings this month in Austin.
We're told this was a medium-sized package. It was going from an upper conveyor belt to a lower conveyor belt. And once it made contact with that lower conveyor belt, that's when it detonated, sending shrapnel in and around the area. Now, luckily, there was nobody right next to that conveyor belt. That is the good news. We're told the shrapnel consisted of nails and pieces of metal fragments.
Christina DeLeon with Fox 29 TV outside the building. She says a woman complained of headaches from the sound of the blast afterward. The explosions in Austin earlier killed two people.